Welcome to the Get It Girl community, where yes, you can have it all. We are redefining confidence in life, business, health, and happiness.
If you are motivated, full of drive, a go-getter, and looking for ways to achieve it all without losing yourself to the constant grind, this space is for you.
We are teaching you to take control of your life to boost confidence, to feel good inside and out, which then spills into every aspect of your life. You show up better for yourself, your relationships, your career, your passions.
We also focus a lot on bucket lists to help ignite that passion and adventure in you when it comes to different seasons in your life, to relationships, travel, food, and so much more.
So look in the mirror and say it loud and proud. Yes, you can have it all.
Get it, girl. We are changing the conversation around women and success from empowerment to celebration of achievement.
Welcome to another episode of the Get It Girl podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Ashley Legg, joined by my beautiful co-host, Cynthia. Hello.
Hello.
And we have a fun topic. We felt like it was really timely to talk about spring cleaning, but in a different way than you would typically think. So when we think of spring cleaning, we think about purging our homes, going through our closets, getting rid of stuff that you don't use in your kitchen, dusting, all that sort of thing. So all of that, yes, is important, but we want to dig deep into spring cleaning for your business, especially if you are, you know, remote too and an entrepreneur. I feel like this is so crucial because a clean and tidy space that's refreshed really does increase productivity. And that's what we really want to focus on is when you do have a clean environment or a refreshed environment that's clutter-free and all of that jazz, you are just going to thrive because you are going to go into your days with a little more ease. So Cynthia, what do you think when we talk about when we're, you know, focusing on spring cleaning for your business?
This is actually one of my favorite times of the year because there's always a rush at the start of the year in my business. And then the summer, it kind of slows. So spring is prime time because you want to use the slow summer for yourself and you don't have time in the beginning of the year. So for me, when I think about it, I think it is a time to set myself up for success for almost the entire year because coming out of the holidays doesn't always work. And coming into the new year, there's no time. It's like the annual review, if you will, of spring cleaning your business. And obviously that has to start with your space. So. Yeah.
And I'm actually looking at my desk right now, cringing because it is a disaster. And that's really our tip number one is to organize your workspace. You really want to take the time to clean and organize and to get rid of that clutter and to file away paperwork that might be scattered on your desk or, you know, just put things away that you don't use all the time. Make it just more clean. And I feel like when you sit down, then you're like, oh, this is nice. Everything's clean and tidy and just organized.
Yeah. And if you're not a paper person, you still probably have a disgusting computer screen. So like think about the dust or, you know, the crumbs or whatever it is that ends up on your keyboard and your screen. Just wipe it down. Give it a good wipe. And then that's me for sure.
I am so guilty of that. Like I have so many screenshots on my desktop and I'm like, okay, some of these I've already like used. I don't use them anymore. Why are they just sitting there? So you just need to like go and trash some or file them in a nice folder on your desktop. So it's all in its right place. And then yeah, wiping down the keyboard. I think about like everything we touch during the day. And like, if you aren't making the time to keep your keyboard and your mouse and anything else you're constantly touching clean, like just think about that bacteria. That makes me cringe too.
Yeah, I think about it every time I'm using my laptop, but I really only get to it once or twice.
I know. It's like one of those things. It's so much easier said than done and gets put on the back burner, but you know, it'll just make you feel better if you know you're typing away on a clean surface.
Yeah, so true.
Tip number two is to review your finances. And I really think that this is the prime time because it's obviously tax season. Our taxes are due on April 15th, I believe, around that time period. So I'm actually currently in the midst of going through my taxes for my business. So it's a nice way to see my finances, to take a look at the months where I spent more, maybe I had some more mindless spending. I know one of my 2024 goals was to be more intentional with my spending and not just to buy on impulse. I like to now sit and think about my purchases, which I feel like is a wise mid-30s thing to do, but it feels good to be more in control and to know like, okay, I have spending, I have some savings here. This is my fun fund. This is what I need for business expenses. This is what I want to invest back into my business. I feel like it's just so important to budget and to look at your finances from a very broad picture and then categorize it more specific.
Definitely, because you know, we get to the end of the year and we spend, who even knows, honestly, like, I mean, you should know, but sometimes you don't. Then you go into the new year and you realize that you haven't even been participating in your life in most of December and the spending goes up again. So this is actually a really good time to find balance in your finances and to also look at like, so, you know, I know some people look at it quarterly, some people are looking at annual revenue. It really depends on the consistency of the business you're bringing in, but it is very, very, very important to at least put a projection in place. So you understand, okay, this is what I spent last year. This is, I'm on trend to do again. And so either you have to cut or you can take into account something that's a little more specific, depending on what you're looking at. And then also as you're cleaning your office in step one, note the things you're probably gonna, you might need to buy, put them in there and really think about when you need those things and try to budget it out. Because if, you know, you short circuit that laptop as you're wiping it down, it's an expense you have to account for.
That's true. Yes. Don't just like spray your computer down, by the way. There's like specific tools that you need without damaging your electronics.
Yeah. Oh, and then But like you need a new laptop every so often, few years, or you need a new thing. And so just it's also a good time as you're reviewing your finances to look at your upcoming expenses that you might not have every year.
I remember when we were working together, when you were my brand manager and I told you what I wanted to make in my business for the year. And you're like, okay, so let's reverse engineer and look at the months and see where I needed to make up some revenue to get to that goal. And honestly, that was just like a light bulb turning on for me because I was like, oh, you know, this is a numbers game. Like I can easily see where I need to, how much I need to make in a certain month to get to my end goal. I feel like that sense of clarity, just like anything in life, it's the planning ahead, it's the preparing to succeed. That's what's going to get you the step closer.
So glad you actually said that because it is all a numbers game. If we're focused on the numbers, mm-hmm. You're right. If we lose track of the numbers, we lose track of the game, like the numbers to the game itself. Mm-hmm. It's checking in on yourselves and don't be afraid of what you're going to find. Sometimes it hurts. It's okay. We've all been there.
100%. I feel like I can resonate with that as a, you know, business owner, someone that's trying to constantly grow their business, but in the most authentic way. It is a lot when it comes to looking at the numbers, and that's definitely not my strong suit. That's why I only had to take like one math class in college, but luckily I have my husband who's more into finance that can help. Just a reminder, yes, take a look at your finances. This is a perfect time, that spring refresh for your business. And the next tip is to update your website and your marketing materials. And this is actually something that I'm doing right now. I know that my website, my personal website is outdated and I want it to be on brand and up to date with where I'm at in my life and in my business and who I'm serving. And if you really do want to grow your workspace, then you have to be very clear on your target audience. And obviously you have to be in tune and true to yourself on what you're promoting. So it's so important that you refresh those materials so that it really fits with whatever you are presenting to the world.
Yes. For me, it's always starting with your bio and then putting it out in all the places your bio is. That's like the first step because as you're doing that, the bio is the summary mm-hmm. of everything else. You'll start to notice what needs to be fixed if you start there. It's also the most annoying because you're like, do I have to do this every year? Yeah, you should just refresh it every year because you end up on a podcast interview, you end up talking to a client, they bring up something and you're like, wait, what are you talking about? That's from 5 years ago. Where did you even pull this bio from? I urge people to think of your bio as the alignment piece and the direction for all of those updates you're going to make.
Talk to me a little bit about that. I know we have, you know, dug deep into this for my business as well. You want this to be short and condensed, right? You want it to be almost like your elevator pitch. Like, how do you explain your business in the most compelling way, but in the short amount of time or space?
Yeah. So there's three bios that you need. You need your one liner, your social media bio, if you will, that is just who you are, what you do, where you do it. Why should someone contact you? And I always say what you do first, then where you do it second, because who you are and what you do is what you're highlighting. Where you do it is the secondary to that, because that can change. Changes more often, at least. And then why people should contact you, should they? The second is a short bio. This is the bio that goes on summary pages, or if you're doing an event or a podcast, little like blurb of, again, it's like, who are you? What do you do? Where do you do it? And then why should we care? So that's that first paragraph. And then your long bio is everything. You know, it's the whole, where did I go to school? What did I do? How do I do it? You know, that can range 2 to 3 paragraphs depending on your career. And that is one that usually goes on the about page of your website, or if someone's, you know, looking for a lengthier in detail piece of information about you, you can send that over. They're all three extremely relevant, and understanding that you need three will save you a lot of time in the future when the request for one of them comes up and you have it just ready to go.
Exactly. Prepare to succeed. That's what this is all about.
Prepare to succeed. Exactly. Yeah.
And our next tip really just falls directly behind this. It's just to evaluate your products and your services and your just business in general. You might be promoting on your website, for example, services that you're not offering as much, or that you don't want to focus. And people, when they're searching and they come across you, you know, they're interested by what they see. So you have to make sure that you are up to date there as well, which is another example of my personal website. I still have like trying to conceive coaching on my main website, because that was a huge focus of mine when I was trying to conceive myself and when I was pregnant. I still do serve a small amount of that community, but it's not the bulk of my community. My bulk is women 30s to 40s who are either pregnant or have had kids that are wanting to create a healthy lifestyle. And so I just think finding clarity is also crucial, just because it's going to help elevate your business anyway, because you're so passionate about what you're doing now, rather than maybe something isn't aligned that you used to do in the past.
Oh yeah. And with those products and services, as you're refreshing them, refresh the prices too. Inflation is real. The longer you're in the game of doing something, the better you get at it, or the more refined your ability becomes. And so and also your target audience. So really looking at both the products and services, and then what is the real value in what those are? And it's not easy, because again, it's a numbers game. So this is the tough part of spring cleaning that we're going to force you to do. Like, it's like, look at all the numbers, look at all the numbers, and really consider, and if it's something that doesn't light you up, but you're like, this is a core function of my business, I have to do it again for one more year, double that price, double it. Because if you're going to do it, it should be worth it to you in some way. And if it doesn't light you up, I would say, if you can, remove it. Or at least put a plan in place so that you don't have to do it again in the following year, because time will creep up and go by, and you don't want to be spring cleaning that same thing every year for the rest of your professional life.
And what it comes down to is your time is valuable. It really is. And when you're an expert in your field, you do need to look at those prices. You do need to be motivated to work. You do need to be paid for your expertise and your service. So don't feel scared of that, and sometimes asking for more. I know that was a big fear in my business at one point, that I was like, I don't know if my clients are going to stay with me. I was actually pleasantly surprised that they understood and they valued my service so much that they were willing to stick with me. I was always told too that if you are constantly, well, personally, I sell services, and I was told before, like, if you are constantly getting yes, yes, yes on your client calls to gain new clients, then it's time to up your prices. I really liked that piece of advice, because first of all, you are getting more value for your service. And then second of all, it weeds out people who are truly committed, because when they invest at a higher price point, they are more likely to continue to show up because they are invested. That's why I also don't feel bad about talking about money anymore, because I truly value other people's services. I will always pay someone that, you know, that I'm hiring that they're good at. Like, I love that. I love being able to support them and to have them feel valued. Sometimes it's easier to see that from the outside, but when it comes to yourself, it's a little scary. But just don't be scared about it. Take a risk or take a leap to really find a price point that's going to motivate you.
Absolutely. Be more afraid of lost time than having that conversation. It gets easier the more you have it.
Very true. Very true. Just like the power of saying no. That was our last episode. Yeah. It gets easier with practice. So it's just like everything.
No one's going to like you listening to us. I'm just kidding.
All right, you guys, the last tip is to really just take the time to look at your goals, your bucket list items in your business. And that again is going to come back to that term we keep saying, set yourself up for success. So if you did set intentions, goals, or bucket list items at the start of the year, now is the time to go look back at those to see if they are still relevant and to make sure that you're making progress towards them, because that's the only way that you're going to get success or to check something off your list is if you're actually taking the action towards whatever it is you're setting for yourself. So this is a perfect time to zone in on those goals.
Remember, you have to get through the year, you have to get into the next year. And if you're feeling at all that pressure we all feel of, again, there's some cleaning that needs to be done and some reevaluating that needs to be done. And I promise you will go into the summer feeling lighter if you can take the time to do this.
A clean and organized business is more efficient and a productive one. So we hope you guys took away some really good, healthy spring cleaning tips when it comes to your business, your personal brand, your work environment. It really does make a difference, and we need to nurture and care those areas just as much as our home and anything else that we're striving for. So we hope you guys really like this episode.
Yes.
And don't forget to subscribe to our podcast and to leave us a review. And that really does help us. And we will talk to you guys in the next one. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Get It Girl podcast. If you're not already, make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a new episode.
Our number one goal is to connect, inspire, and to build a movement where you never feel alone. See you in the next episode.